Hi, my name is Wendy Wesley. I'm a registered and licensed dietitian nutritionist, and this is the podcast St. Pete Eats, where we talk about gardeners and farmers and food policy and food pantries and personal chefs, all that kind of happening food scene in St. Petersburg. And I am really excited to have my guest today, Desiree Sims of Peas and Love Gardening. And Desiree, the way I understand your business is that if someone would like to have a garden at their home or maybe even at their business, they can contact you and you will come in and kind of vision the whole thing and even do the installation and even the maintenance. Would you say that's kind of an accurate account of what you do?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I try to help whoever wants a garden. I try to help them whatever level they're at. So if they already have a garden, but they need some help there, they're struggling or the garden's struggling, I come in and do coaching with them in their existing garden. Or if they don't have one at all and they just have this vision and this dream of having a garden, just like you said, I come in, I envision, I plan, design it, and then we'll actually implement that and build them and plant them their garden as well.
Okay. And then is this a vegetable garden? Is it a flower garden? Is it a fruit garden, herb, or all of the above?
Yeah. So I focus on just edible gardening. So if you can eat it, basically, is what I plant. So vegetables, fruits, herbs, and then specialty gardens like tea gardens. So anything that you can eat or drink that will grow in our area. And then I do add in, you know, flowers and pollinator-friendly plants too, and it all looks beautiful. So even though it's not, you know, your typical landscape or typical like flower garden, it's beautiful and edible.
You mentioned something I'd never even considered: a tea garden. Mm-hmm. Now, would someone harvest the leaves, dry them, and then use them for tea?
Yeah, you can either use it fresh or dried. I, just from at home, honestly, I usually don't end up drying them because we use them really quickly. but yeah, you would use them fresh or dry them. And, you know, just like your peppermint leaf tea that you buy from the store, you could just grow your own mint at home and dry it and, you know, brew your own tea. And, I also really like to plant stevia in my tea garden so that you can grow your own sweetener as well. Which is really cool.
Yeah. Wow. I bet that when a client learns that that's an option, I bet that's really popular. Very popular.
Yeah. It's great to see the excitement. Like when they realize, well, I can grow stevia here and, you know, and then it's not that ultra processed, powder either. It's just, you're picking a leaf from your garden, adding it to your tea or, you know, whatever you want to use it for.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. It's exciting. Now, are you doing a lot of Florida native and drought tolerant landscaping or gardens?
So I wouldn't say I do a lot of Florida native or necessarily drought tolerant. It depends on the season, I guess. So with vegetables, it just depends on what will grow when. So during the summer here, depending on how our weather is, if it's a very rainy season, then I'm going to recommend different vegetables than I would if we're having a dry spell. Mm-hmm. So I guess it kind of depends on Florida's very erratic weather.
Yeah.
And what will grow during that time.
Well, I was just talking to a landscape designer, and she kind of tipped me off to some of the landscaping, old style landscaping can start to look kind of dated. Mm-hmm. And I really kind of pictured St. Augustine grass and a lot of big palm trees that maybe aren't native here. They come from other places. And I can see how that would be kind of the old way. So the new way, maybe a more modern way, is what you're doing. And not only does it look more modern, but it actually functions because it can feed the family.
Exactly. Yeah. So I try to focus my gardens on what I call the three P's. So I make them pretty, practical, and productive.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that. The three P's: pretty, practical, and productive.
And productive. Yeah.
Okay. Very, very good. Very good. Now, if someone needs you or your team to come out and prune, weed, maintain, and then also consult on its health, you do that too?
So we don't offer maintenance right now.
Mm-hmm.
I I offer maintenance on certain business properties usually, just because businesses aren't able to do their own mm-hmm. maintenance. But what I find is that people that want gardens, they need help getting it started. They need help kind of with the design and the overall vision, like bringing their vision to life. But as far as maintenance, they want to be the ones doing it, right? Because you get mm-hmm. that gratification of pruning your own tomatoes and cutting your own flowers and using your own herbs. So there really hasn't been too much of a need so far with me for maintenance. But that's why I offer the coaching. So once they have their garden established, then I can come in one-on-one and teach them. So instead of me maintaining it, I teach them how to do it themselves. Okay. And then they kind of take it over from there.
I've noticed that you have very, very good social media, and you put up a lot of, I think, very, very meaty content. Like, I can go there and learn something. And that's, I think, the best kind of social media content is where anyone can go at any time and learn something new. And you also, I've signed up for your newsletter. And so I get your newsletter, and I'm getting a lot of wonderful meaty content. So I just wanted to compliment you on both of those, the newsletter and your social media.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I very much appreciate that, because that, I think, is probably the hardest part of my job is the social media and the technology and the newsletter part of it. Mm-hmm. The gardening and the growing and right, the one-on-one relationship with my clients, that's the easy part for me. That's the fun kind of part. So I very much appreciate that. Okay. And I'm glad to know that it is presented in a way that is actually helping people, because that's the reason why I focus my social media the way I do and focus my newsletter that way. So to know that it is actually doing that is really good feedback. Thank you.
Good. No, you're welcome. Yeah. I understand you're doing a project right now with a local developer and putting in a garden as part of their development around Lake McGorry. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? You know, how you work with this developer and the end goal for the project?
So we are designing and from the ground up a urban community garden for a local community that I'm very excited about as an amenity for the residents there. But then it'll also be an educational hub for St. Pete, and I'm hoping Tampa Bay, but mainly for St. Pete right now, for local experts to come in and to teach different agricultural classes, cooking classes, right, herbal classes, different types of entrepreneurship through agribusiness, just really using it as an educational hub, also a demonstration garden and a place to do tours. So we're going to have native plants there, a native wildflower prairie. We're going to have raised beds, vertical gardening. There's going to be a children's sensory garden there that I'm very excited about. And then there's going to be a lot of elements that encourage wildlife. So bat box, owl box, bird baths, water fountains. And it's going to basically have different zones throughout it. So I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell. Very excited about the design and really excited about it for it to open this fall and for residents and this for St. Pete and local experts to all be able to utilize it.
Wow. What you've just described sounds very, very interesting. I mean, I'm very excited that you're ahead of that project. If you've just joined me, this is the St. Pete Eats podcast, and my guest today is Desiree Sims with Peas and Love Gardening. And I'm curious, Desiree, how did you get involved with gardening?
Yeah, so I think when talking about how I fell in love with gardening, really, it was one of my earliest memories, believe it or not. I was staring out the sliding glass door of mine and my mom's one-bedroom apartment right here in Clearwater, and I envisioned a vegetable garden. I don't know where the vision of a vegetable garden came from, especially being that young. But I've always been a nature kid. I've always been very outdoorsy as a child, and both sides of my family were green thumbs, but they never grew anything that we could eat. And I always remember growing up, like, why don't we, you know, we have all these pretty flowers, we have all these pretty leaves and trees, but I want to be able to eat some of it. And that just kind of followed me up until I went to college. and a college roommate that I was living with. Also, we found out that we had similar passions. So we took a trip to Atlanta and took a weekend tour of the different programs that they had throughout Atlanta at the time. So they had different community gardens that after school programs with children would go, and they would tend to these gardens. And then on the weekends, they would have farmers markets. We visited intentional communities that were centered around little mini agri farms. We visited many community gardens, downtown gardens. And so we came back to Tampa and just started implementing that. And we started a few community gardens in Tampa and just volunteered teaching people. My passion really was food security, but not just processed food from a food bank. I grew up food insecure myself, which I think is where that in my head of I would see all the plants and think, oh, why isn't there anything I could eat? So that really fueled it. You know, I wanted people to have access to fresh, healthy, delicious, nutritious food. And to me, the community garden was a perfect solution to that, because not only did you have access to the food, but you had access to each other. So you get that social element of, you know, different ages, different backgrounds, and then just all the health that comes along with that. You're moving your body, right? You're getting the fresh air, you're getting the sunlight. So I volunteered for about 13 years, starting community gardens and teaching people how to garden. And it wasn't until 2019 that I thought of doing it as a business, actually. So my mom actually passed away in 2019, very suddenly. And she was young. She was only 52. And I thought, like, she had so many dreams and so many things that she still wanted to do, you know. And I really evaluated and looked at it and thought, well, what I'm doing right now with the rest of my life, if I was to go in 5 minutes, you know, would I be happy with what I've done so far? And so I said, no, I want to do what I want to do. So I started my business.
So I assume that your work gives you a lot of purpose and meaning.
Yeah.
And I hear you on that, you know, with a parent going, you, because I lost my mother also in 2018. Mm. And going out on my own was also, I think, a spark of that was, you know, how do you want to spend your days?
Yeah.
And so, that really resonates with me. I appreciate you telling me that story. That's really great. I have admired your business, for a long time, and I admire that you're out there, as an entrepreneur doing this cool work, and, you're a maker in the community, and you make this place, more interesting. You make it healthier. And one thing you said about food insecurity versus what I call nutrition insecurity. Mm. And I often think that we don't have food insecurity because we have lots of food around us. We have lots of calories. We're rich in calories. Mm. But sometimes we're deficient in nutrition. And so sometimes I've been calling it nutrition insecurity versus food insecurity. And so these gardens you put in really do meet the need of nutrition insecurity. Mm.
I really like, I haven't heard that term before. That's the perfect way to describe it, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to see this this project down with this development, especially with the bat house. I kind of have a bit of a fascination with bats.
Yeah.
And I there's a couple places around town where I will go watch bats come out at dusk. And I think that's a fun thing to do. So it sounds like a wonderful project. And I really thank you for coming on the podcast today and talking about your business. And thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.